Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest tonight is Jimmy Allen, and he is a ray of hope for our kids. And I'm just so excited to even get you on here, Jimmy. I just can't tell you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dr. Valerie.
And we have a lot of questions to ask you. And you have the Inspirational Learning Academy. And we talked briefly about what you're doing and what you're bringing together. And listeners, what you can do is look on the show information for tonight. And Jimmy's got his 5 pages worth of explanation about the new paradigm and stuff. So, Jimmy, first, would you please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I started teaching martial arts about 25, actually almost 30 years ago, and I originally started out working with adults. And it took me about a good 6 years before I really started to connect with kids. But until that point, I wasn't so interested in children. And then one day, this little boy walked
in. Wait, Jimmy, can you speak up, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
How's that? So one day, a little boy walked up to me and gave me a big hug.
Mm-hmm.
And, until that point in time, teaching classes, I've never really felt very much love in the classes or, from kids. And something happened that day, and I really started to look in a new direction. I really started to appreciate children more. And as time went on, I started to do after-school programs for kids and really became interested in
Am I able to get your caller just to speak up a little louder? Do you have a volume button? Because we just can't even hear you. There's nothing.
Oh, good. I thought it was just me.
No.
Let's try it again, Jimmy.
I still can't hear you, Jimmy.
Better there?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Are you on a speakerphone, Jimmy?
No. I'm on a headset phone.
Get rid of the headset, please.
Yeah, the headset's not working.
Okay, hold on.
Because if I can barely hear you, the listeners won't be able to at all.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Those darn headsets, you know?
Yeah, they're no good. None of them are.
Yeah.
I tell all the hosts that, but none of them believe me. And eventually they figure it out. The headset's bad.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a better... thing now. Hope we didn't lose him.
Hello?
Hello.
How's that?
That's
a lot better.
Okay,
here we go. We're still on the air, so I'll let you go.
Sorry about that, listeners. Okay, Jimmy, and start over, please, because
okay.
I could barely hear anything you said.
Okay. Yeah, so I've been teaching martial arts for quite a few years and came a certain point in time where I just really started to connect with the children more, and I started researching more, what makes them happy and what motivates them. And just over time, eventually, I started to work my way out of martial arts. I've done a lot of after-school programs, and not only in martial arts, but with some African drum and dance programs and things like that, and worked with a lot of schools. Spent a lot of time teaching Qigong and relaxation, meditation techniques in schools. And the whole time I've been working with these kids, I felt they had more life to be experiencing, and that schools themselves weren't really bringing it out of them. Mm-hmm. That, in fact, a lot of the education in schools were kind of suppressing their joy and their creativity and really, really suppressing their health as well. So I began looking into, different ways of working with kids. And eventually I came across a teacher who was just teaching energy, and not in the form of any particular modality, but just pure energy, and she is teaching us how to connect with energy.
Mm.
And that was about 10 years ago when I started that training, and I tell you, everything changed. Everything radically changed in my life. It was such a nice improvement. It's like I came alive, really, for the first time.
Mm.
And so since I started doing that training and studying and researching with energy, I started to bring that in more with kids and the work I was doing with kids. And I found that to be really the biggest key of what would bring joy and happiness and health into their lives was just working with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of stories and long stories as well, but they've led me to this point here where I just want to help kids on a broader level and bring energy into mainstream education, actually.
And of course, now what I need to ask you is, were you one of those kids who saw things and heard things and felt things that your parents told you weren't there?
You know, I wasn't, that I remember anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have those experiences. Most of my childhood was a little foggy, mm-hmm. and I would say, if anything, I was more on the depressed side than on the excitable side.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's kind of interesting, because I've talked many times on this show about how so many of us were told that we were crazy, you know, when we had all these wonderful things happening, and I got excited about your program because it's so nice to have someone out there who understands the energy and is saying, yeah, you know, you're not crazy. These things are really going on. Yes, you can do this, and,
yeah.
and yes, this is what you see, and those kinds of things, so I'm pretty happy that you're doing this.
Yeah.
And so then, of course, I have to ask you, what's really the path that led you to conceive this? I mean, this is a pretty new kind of education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really, a lot of it is based on my own experience with energy and how it's changed my life. So mm-hmm. I'm 47 years old now. And so when I was about 37, you know, that's 37 years of traditional education and imprinting from my family and society. When I came into contact with energy, it really opened me up. There was nothing special that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch when children start to contact energy and, you know, be able to, in a sense, communicate with it and relax and receive energy. I just believe they can stay open if they're not already open. You know, they can become open and stay open all their life once they understand how to flow energy and how to connect with it.
Yeah, I very much agree. You know, as one of those kids who saw the auras and heard things and knew things, I wish that there had been a school like what you're proposing. Or I wish that at least my parents had a clue. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, when they have no clue and they think you're nuts and, you know, you're going, no, but really, I see this.
It's
kind of really frustrating, and it would have been nice, I know not only in my case, but in every psychic person's case that was ignored, you know, we all would have liked it if we had someone in our family that would have supported us or someone we could have gone to and learned about this stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
So my next question is, are there kids in your life right now that are influencing your thought process on this development?
Not very many. I'm looking for them. I'm asking for them now. There are a couple of kids that are directly in my life, but I just recently moved to the Sedona area, and so I'm making new friends and new acquaintances. So, but the kids who have influenced me a lot have, again, been in this training type of energy training that I do, and through me watching their results and their success, and you know, I'm talking about little kids who, you know, 4 and 5 year olds who didn't really have any special abilities or phenomenal abilities, and after just a few months of training, without any kind of focus or concentration, actually without even any intention of gaining special abilities, they just naturally began doing things like seeing through walls. You know, one little boy saw through a wall, and he could tell you if there was toilet paper in the restroom or not.
Oh, cool.
You know, little things. But,
that's a handy thing.
Yeah, handy. But no, but really where it's been profound for me is watching kids do healing work with other kids, but with adults mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, watching them use their gifts and their innate abilities and just again, you know, flowing energy and not doing anything special really, except just being kind of pure,
mm-hmm.
and just radiating this energy. And I watch the results. And I mean, I want that for myself. You know?
Hey, sounds good to me. You're going to have an adult program?
Yeah. Well, eventually, you know, probably before too long, that is how things are going to be, where, in fact, you know, the children are actually going to be the teachers. And, you know, I find it's already that way. When I'm around these kids, I'm asking them questions about life, and they're answering me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're healing me and other people. It's really profound.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have a little friend in my life like that, and he's really a special little guy, and you know, it's just really fascinating to talk to him because he gets it, you know, and he sees things and hears things that are not necessarily in my conscious portion of my life most of the time because I'm busy working at the office.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a delight to be brought back to that and to be reminded, yeah, we are universal citizens.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to step up here.
Yeah. You know, there's a great movie out. It's on DVD. I'm not sure how you can get it. I'm sure on the Internet. But it's The Indigo Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives some really good examples. It's a documentary-type film. And, you know, it shows kids, and you get to, you really can feel them and listen to what they're saying and the messages that they're bringing in. And, you know, they're profound. I would like to see, you know, all of us adults with that same kind of message and energy about us. So.
Well, that brings up a question that I had years ago when I went to the Psychic Children's Conference, and, you know, everybody's bowing down, oh, the children, oh, listen to the message. And I looked around and I said, you know, they're not saying anything different than we said.
Hmm.
The difference is we're listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, maybe we had to come through and see what damage that did to us to be ignored in order to make us really want to do these kinds of things.
Hmm.
And really, really look at how we can make the world a better place. And, you know, as you're telling me about all this stuff, I'm thinking, boy, isn't this kind of like the exact opposite of any academic program for kids now?
Yeah, it is. Rather than bringing all the energy to the brain, you know, while kids are there reading books and memorizing and, you know, really packing this information into their body and into their brain, this type of education, this academy that we're going to be opening is much more balanced, you know, and not only bringing energy into the heart, but, you know, to the whole body so that children will just be more open to flowing energy. And, of course, you know, the brain works better. My brain, I mean, it works differently than it did before, but I'm much more clear in my mind. I don't have those that kind of fogginess I did even when I was a child. So.
Well, now this begs the question, too. Does this have anything to do with brain respiration and all of the energy experiments that were being done in Korea?
I don't know anything about that, actually. No.
That's pretty interesting. We'll have to have a talk about that. That's a whole other radio show. And I haven't finished reading the book. I got it years ago and, you know, got too distracted, you know. It's one of those adult things. Okay, let me ask you a couple of the harder things now. How can this whole concept of energy be at the forefront of this brand new educational institution that you're proposing? How's that going to work?
Well, the most important thing is that right now is that the teachers who will be involved, I call them, actually it doesn't matter, but the teachers who will be involved are going to need to experience energy themselves. In other words, they have to not just know it in their head, mm-hmm. not just know the information, but to actually have experience with it mm-hmm. and interest in it. And as long as they have that kind of interest and kind of a passion to learn more about this, you know, energy that is actually invisible, it's actually unseen energy itself, and, you know, as they get more experience with it, they can just more naturally help kids mm-hmm. who don't know about energy, help them to understand it, help them to use it to improve their lives. So in other words, you know, one example would be how a teacher or a mentor might help a kid that's maybe having a little bit of difficulties learning something. Maybe he's getting frustrated or feeling angry or some kind of emotion that, in a sense, is blocking him from really, really learning and really enjoying. So what a mentor or a teacher could do would be to guide him to get a better connection to energy. So that might be through, you know, doing some breathing, you know, closing the eyes and becoming very calm and just allowing your body to kind of expand and to start flowing energy. And so, you know, perhaps after a minute or two, a mentor or a teacher might be able to help a student to just go through that blockage very easily, very quickly, and kind of move forward into the work that they were, you know, studying or what they were reading about or learning. So it's just going to take a lot of persistence like that. It's not mm-hmm. it's not the average person's, you know, lifestyle to think about energy or to even connect to energy. You know, most people are, you know, we're really focused on, you know, pretty often on money or relationships or, you know, career or, you know, worried about things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we really need to support the kids to have a good connection so they don't worry and so that they can just handle these matters, you know, handle your relationship, you know, issues or handle their studies or actually their projects that they'll be working on
mm-hmm.
and handle them without, you know, getting too stressed, without destroying their health. So it's going to take a lot of mentoring. But also,
yeah, I'm just wondering, how is this going to work in a classroom? Like, how many kids are going to actually be in a classroom?
Yeah, the classroom situation, we're not exactly clear on this model of school, how that's going to look for an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
We know part of the day is going to be spent in groups doing communication. And sometimes the communication will have a topic, like a set topic. Other times it'll be open, you know, open dialogue to where kids can just express whatever's on their mind. So, you know, perhaps a lot of days will start with that kind of open communication.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be periods where kids are involved in a kind of a regular schedule, kind of building good habits in developing relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be less time studying from books and a lot more time doing projects, creating projects,
mm-hmm.
and getting hands-on experience, whether it's on the computer or maybe physically, you know, building something that they're interested in doing or researching. But the education itself will be more real to life.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, again, just much less book-oriented and using information just to help the kids be successful in the areas that they're passionate about and areas that are healthy for them. So that'll take the form of projects. It might be a project for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a community project. Maybe three or four kids will get together and decide to, you know, form a team and have some project they'll create on their own. A lot of that's up to the kids of what kind of projects and work they'll be doing.
So, okay, and then how, boy, I have so many questions. I guess what I want to know is, who do you consult with to bring together this kind of academic program that's got all this extra stuff?
Yeah, we consult a little bit with some people, you know, who've worked with kids with special abilities around the world, and but actually mainly right now, I consult with, it's an academy in New Zealand called Phenomena Academy, and I'm also a student there as well, but they have consultants that have been studying for years the effects of energy and how people learn energy and how they apply it to their lives, and you know, not only adults but children. And so I consult with them on a regular basis, and the school itself will be using some of their consulting services to you know, problem solve and to design new curriculum, and yeah, just to keep getting guidance, because Phenomena Academy is really primarily a research-based academy. So they're always researching. They're always on the cutting edge. And this school, you know, is actually not going to be on the cutting edge like they are. You know, this is something that we want to bring into the mainstream. And so we're going to use programs and principles and techniques that are proven to work, you know, that in my own life, you know, have proven to work for over 10 years, but in their experience for, I think, closer to 16, 17 years, you know, as an organization.
So I find this really interesting for a number of reasons. One is I've known a bunch of teachers, and I think that this is not going to work with ordinary, I don't really want to call them ordinary, but, you know, the mundane teachers.
Yeah.
I think this is really going to require teachers who've done their homework, so to speak, on the spiritual end, and they can, you know, sense the energy, and they really are, you know, beyond the ego in order to do this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, we'll always have some ego involved, but the fact that we can, you know, practice putting it aside and practice letting it dissolve and, you know, getting on with... you know, being a little more true and doing, you know, doing good work, doing really, really positive work. Yeah, you know, I have, living in Sedona, I have been making a lot of contacts with different healers and psychics and people who've really done a lot of work on themselves and who've really been committed to researching about life and, you know, quality living. And so I already have a small list of people who are interested in teaching and mentoring to these kids. And most of them, it's really fantastic. Most of them have much more experience in terms of, you know, the number of years. One woman I know, she's been doing healing work for 30 years. And she's trained in, I think, about 15 different modalities. But actually, when she's working with people now, she's set most of her modalities aside and is just using her connection to energy, you know, like I described earlier, you know, little kids just radiating energy out and healing people. That's the type of work she's doing. So there'll be a lot of people like that involved who have experience.
Yeah, but, I can see that that would be really awesome. And then how does this model of education deal with health and fitness?
Yeah, health, actually, when you're training with energy, health just comes more naturally. In other words, you know, for myself, I haven't taken any kind of vitamins or supplements or anything in 10 years since I've done this type of training. I haven't seen any doctors. Actually, I've seen a couple of acupuncturists a few years ago, and but I don't do the, I don't need the mainstream techniques anymore. And so, again, bringing kids into this type of lifestyle where they can connect with energy, they can tap more into the source, you know, for their own health. And also another aspect is not just their healing, but is really the prevention, the prevention of disease or getting, you know, sick or having illness. So, you know, again, when I was a kid, and we're all different, but I remember going to kindergarten, and I was stressed. I was so afraid, you know, and I, just people didn't seem to know what to do with me. I was just you know, sat there in a chair and sat with my fear and mm-hmm. sat in it, you know.
Yeah.
And so that lasted for years, you know, off and on.
Wow.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people with, you know, similar experiences, but mm-hmm. the kids now, if they come into this school and they're afraid or they have some emotion, it's going to be handled immediately. In other words, that's a priority. Their health is a priority.
Mm.
So, because without health, it's hard to have a very quality life.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah. And so we really just want to have, you know, we want to instill good natural principles
mm-hmm.
Into the kids of how they can take care of themselves, you know, really be responsible for their own health.
I think that's a great thing. You know, my main point in all of this is always that everyone needs to take responsibility for their lives, for their health, for everything, you know, every part of their life.
Yeah.
And I think that the only way to make them do that is start them out young, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it really is. That's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found myself as an adult reversing symptoms and conditions that I've had when I was a kid. You know, and of course, you know, I'm working on more genetic and, you know, perhaps past life issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
But these kids, if they start at a young age, you know, we don't really have a lot of research of how it's going to be.
Yeah,
but
well, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting, and it has to be much more positive than, you know, than the way I was raised, or than the way most kids are raised now, just to take medication and see a doctor. And
well, you know, I was listening to a radio station last night, and there was an academic scholarly person on there who had traveled around the world and had actually found that history is not the way that we have it written. And you know, the question was, why is that happening? How come, you know, history isn't correct?
Mm-hmm.
And his comment was, well, you know, it would upset everything, you know, and so the ones that are in charge don't want to look at this. They don't want to look at anything. They don't want to find anything out. You know, it has to be the way that it was written, you know, years ago, or else you get drummed out of the academic core there. And I think that what you're proposing with this school is going to stop all that nonsense real quick.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I have a million questions, you know, because my mind's going so fast right now, thinking about all these great things that you can achieve with this. And you talked about communication. So now, how do you plan to achieve better communication amongst the students themselves?
It's very, very simple. You know, the foundation is to build sincere communication,
mm-hmm.
above intellectual communication.
Okay, so more like the nonviolent communication.
Nonviolent, yeah. And so one of the aspects of this school, like I mentioned, will be groups where we do dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is becoming more and more popular now in schools where they're doing circles, talking circles.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pass a stick around, you know, a talking stick, and mm-hmm. each kid will have a chance to express themselves or ask questions. And
let's just pause for a second here. Would you explain for the listeners what a talking stick is?
Yeah, a talking stick. Actually, I don't know the entire history of it, but it's really a tool that is used that when someone is holding this stick, they're given permission to speak
mm-hmm.
what's on their mind. And everybody else who's around them, they don't have a stick. Their job is just to listen, to
mm-hmm.
receive. So it makes an easy way, kind of a, you know, non-combative way of communicating, so that people become comfortable with that. So just
And it is a Native American tradition.
Yeah.
And you know, those of us in Sedona, we kind of forget the rest of the world doesn't know about this.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, we do these things all the time. You know, anytime you go to a gathering here, that's any kind of a group thing, you know, there's a talking stick there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I think that's a very valuable thing, because then the children are taught, you know, you don't speak out of turn.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody has the floor and they're speaking with honesty from their heart, you don't interrupt them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it helps to build respect. And over time, they start to learn. And, you know, I've learned myself, you know, to value what people are saying. The other really interesting thing in communication when you're studying energy is, and I'm sure you know and a lot of listeners will be aware of and they've had experience, where you can really sense and feel energy in communication. So, you know, it's not just on the body or around the body. You can sense it or feel it in the words. And it's the same with kids. And so, you know, we really want kids to develop an understanding. And for myself, I can sometimes, you know, in a way I see the energy moving within communication. Somehow I see it. I don't know how to explain it, but I can see it clearly. Mm-hmm. And kids, a lot of kids that I've met kind of have that sense, although I've not really met very many that understand it or can explain it, but they have a little bit of that sense already, mm-hmm. where they can see it and feel it. And so just through the experience gained in the groups, in the group dialogue, that in itself is, to me, a huge education. It's a huge learning experience. I don't know that it can be written about in books, but it definitely can be experienced.
Yeah, I think it's very experiential. You know, you might consider that the teachers need to be telepathic. That would help a lot, because what I just got was I flashed on this classroom of students and the teacher, and nobody's opening their mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing the total telepathic communication.
Yeah.
And anyone that's experienced that will tell you that the communication is not slow the way speech is. It's so rapid. And, I mean, if you try to slow it down to think each thought as it comes, I mean, you couldn't. You'd break the chain immediately.
Yeah.
But it's just so rapid, and there's so much that we could do, you know, doing it in a telepathic way. And I can see that this school would actually bring that about.
Yeah, definitely.
So then the next question is, if people are telepathic, let's talk about values and morality. How are you going to enforce that?
It's a lot of it is experiential. You know, we can mm-hmm. teach kids the words.
Mm-hmm.
We can teach kids about honesty and respect and trust and, you know, how to share, how to be friendly, how to be kind, how to be persistent. Like, we can use the words. But, again, if you look in most education, and you can see, you know, in education systems, you can see how the kids' morality is more confined to the intellectual level of morality.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not as often that you currently that you see them bringing it in, you know, high morality or very healthy morality into all aspects of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So they know the words, but they don't really have the experience.
Yeah.
So a key here, again, is that the mentors and the teachers that we call learning advisors, they need to be walking that talk.
Mm-hmm.
So if they really want kids to be kind, then they're also going to need to be kind. There's a list of values. And another aspect of values, which is interesting to me, is when we talk about morality. And that's another aspect of the school, which is very unique, where the understanding of morality is a little bit broader than the current sense of morality. In other words, mm-hmm. morality for these kids will include health, not just spiritual morality, but real grounded practical morality. So there's a kind of morality in the sense where, you know, again, if you really have trust and you really have faith in energy, you really don't need, like, pharmaceutical medications or
sure.
those type of treatments. It's already been proven. So that's already one kind of morality
mm-hmm.
that's proven. It's just not, you know, a lot of people don't practice that.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things. I think I talked to you before about Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Bell's experiments in the Laguna Beach area with kids, with pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take any kid that would normally be put on Ritalin and put them under the pyramid for 20 minutes, and it just chilled them right out.
Mm-hmm.
No need for drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I'd love to see those kinds of things in each classroom. So if somebody's getting really antsy or they can't pay attention, go sit in the pyramid for 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah, very, very simple.
I hate to see the kids drugged. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
So now, tell me what kind of programs you use that'll help students to have the peace within.
We have a few different programs. One of them is it's a program that we're trying to integrate into a lot of schools in the United States right now. It's called the Peace Club for Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an internet-based program where teachers will log on to this website, say at the beginning of the week. Mm-hmm. They'll download a series of relaxation sessions. And these sessions are usually 12 to 15 minutes long. And the relaxation session is just a guided, you know, very peaceful, guided journey, in a
mm-hmm.
sense. And it's also contains information, instructions on how to relax, how to, if you're stressed, you can actually almost switch the stress off when you know how.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I had to do just, you know, as a matter of fact, when we began talking, I was a little bit nervous when the phone rang and, oh, what am I going to say? How is it going to go? You know, all that.
Uh-huh.
And so I just was practicing over, it took me a couple of minutes, I think,
mm-hmm.
like to turn off that switch
mm-hmm.
and to turn on this inner kind of calm and peaceful switch.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, we'll just be teaching kids, you know, through different programs like this Peace Club for Schools, how to do that, how to turn that switch onto the peace side, onto the calm side.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me ask you, too, why did you choose Sedona?
Well, I was in Tucson for a few years, and they have a pretty alternative mindset there, I would say, and a good education system. But even the ideas that I was presenting there just weren't being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interested, but not accepted. And when I came to Sedona, everybody seems to accept at least most of these ideas,
mm-hmm.
the majority of them. It's already accepted among the people who live here.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's beautiful, actually. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, I find it's quite different when it comes to kids. I don't have a lot of kids in my practice, but mainly because I get tired of parents being unwilling to be parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But of the ones here, it's been really interesting to see how the parents interact with their children, and they've raised them in the model that you're talking about, basically, you know, at least for their home part.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, and the kids are very aware, much more aware than anybody that I remember at these young ages.
Yeah, yeah, much more.
And you know, since I brought up the role of parents here, what is the role of parents of these special children that are going to be attending this Inspirational Learning Academy?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different, you know, for each kid because, you know, the family life, the family situation has changed. It's not like every child has a mother and a father at home, you know. And
mm-hmm.
So... That'll be, I'm sure, a little bit of a challenge, but really what we're striving to do is to get the parents involved, you know, to really support the kids and actually involve the parents in a good deal, at least in the foundation of this approach to learning. So that, and I used to watch this all the time when I would, you know, teach a Qigong or a martial arts class with kids, and, you know, I'd have the kids for about 50 minutes, an hour, and boy, by the time the hour was over, the kids were, you know, much more stable and balanced, and they, you know, they weren't bouncing off the walls, and you know, they were more centered and a clear mind. But then the parents would walk in the door, and, you know, they were probably out, you know, driving around or doing errands sometimes, but, and it wasn't in all the cases, but I saw it very often where the child would slip right back to that kind of chaotic mode. Mm. And so, you know, the parents themselves didn't have that, you know, cultivated within themselves.
So really you need to teach the parents at the same time.
At the same time. And again, you know, it's, you know, we have to be considerate, too, because I don't think there's many parents who are going to quit their jobs and go back to school full time.
Especially grade school, huh?
Yeah, especially grade school, although it would be fun. It would be a nice way of doing it. Yeah, so we have a parent program. It's called Parent Pod. There'll be regular meetings that will include the learning advisors, and we're just going to facilitate parents to better, you know, to better experience what their kids are learning and what they're experiencing. So, another aspect which I really like, something that we're doing, is doing a parent and child group session.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, we talked about doing, you know, a dialogue group. We're going to do the same thing, and we've done it already in Europe and a little bit in New Zealand, with parents and kids together. And it really opens things up in a beautiful way. You know, kids, there's been so many times when I've watched parents just literally break down and cry because they've never heard their children express things ever like they expressed in that group. They didn't, in other words, it's like they didn't really know their kids. They didn't really have that part of the connection with their kids. They'd lost it or didn't develop it. But so in that circle, I've watched it so many times where, yeah, the kids would just open up and just say something, and it would really, really affect the parents. And so it's just beautiful. It's so empowering for the kids and for the parents and, you know, for me watching it happen too.
Well, I'm liking what I'm hearing so far, and listeners, we've only got about 10 minutes left if you want to call in and ask Jimmy some questions about this whole thing. And boy, I mean, I bet the listeners' minds are racing just as much as mine has been. Let me give the numbers really quick. Call-in numbers for the U.S. are 877-876-5227, and again, that's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And again, that's 888-810-8322. And international direct is 530-876-3222. And again, that's 530-876-3222 if you have some questions for Jimmy Allen about this idea whose time has come. And Jimmy, I'm going to be one of your biggest fans, honestly. I can't wait to see what happens with our precious children. And, I mean, what the change this is going to bring about to the world will be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is just awesome.
Yeah. We really need, at the same time, we need to do a lot of research and some scientific research. And so I'm looking to, I mean, I'm inviting anybody actually to contribute in any way, you know, they know how. I think it'll be a very important part to help people believe and understand how simple things can be sometimes, how simply we can resolve so many problems that seem to be complicated, but in fact are not. So
yeah.
Research will be important.
I think the research, well, you're probably going to be doing research on this for a long time. I would say, you know, probably for the rest of the time that you're around. I mean, every year is going to bring you advances and things, and we're moving so quickly into the quantum soup here that, I mean, I just see it accelerating day by day. And when you get all these kids together in one spot, and, you know, not limited by the dogma of a standard education in the U.S., which is extremely limiting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just no telling where this is going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing stuff. Why don't you tell the listeners how they can contact you for more information, or if they'd like to donate, or if they'd like to contribute time or advice?
Yeah, yeah, all of the above is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Very much of it. Yeah, my email... address where you can contact me is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at inspirationallearning.org. So it's Jimmy at inspirationallearning.org. And you can also contact me by telephone at 928-300-7170. And we're just starting to build a website now, so that'll probably be available in a week or two.
Yeah, I saw the first page on your website today.
Hmm.
And, I really hope that the listeners do contact you and see how they can help out or, you know, give you some suggestions. We have such a huge, varied listenership all over the world. And, I mean, really brilliant people and people that are definitely in touch with the higher realms. And all I can say is, guys, get in touch with Jimmy. Help him out.
I need a lot of help.
Yeah, let's get everybody together on this. This is so important.
Yeah.
To bring these kids and their gifts all together and to, you know, to see what we can do to raise the vibrations on this planet and really become what we're supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've been held off for too long, and it's definitely time to step up to the plate here now and get all of us working together on really bringing the new age of humanity in.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and actually it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun as well. And especially in this area of energy that we're just researching and exploring, it's all so new and undiscovered. And so it's actually for everybody I know who's researching and studying energy and practicing energy, their life just gets better and better. It's a constant learning itself. So for me, this school is also my education.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but for anybody to get involved, I've watched over the years people just contribute just to help out on projects, and you know, it may appear like a miracle that their health suddenly improves,
mm-hmm.
but actually it's just the way energy works. It just happens to be that way. It's natural.
Well, yeah. You know, I think a lot of people forget that, you know, the whole notion of giving has to do with more than money.
Yeah.
And, you know, you give whatever is your increase. And, you know, that could be knowledge, that could be time, that could be money, it could be, you know, goods, it could be anything.
Yeah.
And really by giving and increasing the flow, then, yeah, the whole world really can run on that.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I always thought the barter thing was a great idea. Too bad the tax people didn't like that.
Yeah.
And I know that if anything happens, if we have, you know, any of these disasters that people are predicting, then it will go to barter.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no question about it. And, you know, I mean, there are so many of us that would rather do that anyway. It just doesn't make any sense to have to be, you know, playing with money that really has no value anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and we know the money situation is changing anyway, so it's just something that we need to still deal with and understand.
Well, yeah, we've got so many things that are changing on so many levels right now. You know, we're like, you know, 1 foot in the fourth dimension and 1 foot in the third dimension, and we're trying to make this transition. And, you know, you have to still deal with the third dimension, and yet you're being pulled into the fourth, and it's like, well, okay, what do we do now?
Yeah.
So I can see that this new school is really going to help. What do you see the community in Sedona doing to help with this?
Well, it's almost like a luxury because everybody, you know, most people I've met understand a lot of what the school is about already. So that makes it automatically, again, you know, it's just a good energy field when the community can relate to this type of education and the community can relate and support kids. So that is good support in both directions. But, you know, Sedona has such an amazing art culture, has so much to offer in that area. And then again, in health and wellness practitioners, energy workers. Actually, I'm not really aware, you know, fully aware of what's available. I'm just mm-hmm. now really starting to see more, but there's so much available in Sedona for the children. But really what I see happening is potentially Sedona can become more of a destination for learning, and for not just for health or healing, but actually for learning.
Yeah.
And so for kids, you know, again, the key is really prevention. So that in the future, and of course we already know in the future there's no need for healers, there's no need for doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can be very, very responsible for ourselves. But
well, true, and once you really get into the quantum physics of everything, you know, you can manifest whatever you want and you know, manifest your health with your intent.
Yeah, yeah. So I see Sedona as becoming really a destination. Again, you know, it's well known now for, you know, I guess the psychic and the healing, but really for education, but not the typical
mm-hmm.
academic education, really a new education, a natural education. So that's part of what I envision.
Well, and, you know, I know that you're not real familiar with the area yet, but we don't just have a boatload of talented people. We have a couple boatloads of them.
Good.
Yeah, and a couple spaceships full of them, too. So we have, you know, pretty well-rounded selection, very eclectic, pretty much anything that you want to know in the way of energy medicine and
mm-hmm.
and energy education is here.
Yeah. Another way that we'll interact with Sedona, with the community, is through a learning exchange that we've developed. It allows us to, you know, to collate information about the skills, the knowledge, and the areas of expertise that are held by the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're going to be connecting these people, these experts, together with students, so that we'll have these experts mentoring students. And then in return, on, you know, one level, these children will be developing their own very clean, very pure energy, and they in return can shine, in a sense, shine back towards the whole community. So I just see the whole thing as expanding in terms of the health and the education.
Well, I think you're doing something that's going to be a great service, not just to this community, but to the entire world. And, you know, it's necessary. And I'm sure that the listeners agree, you know, part of the problem that we have in our culture, not just ours, but many cultures in the world, is that the children have been taken advantage of in the wrong way
mm.
and haven't been allowed to bring their purity, their essence forth to help the world. Each generation is supposed to help the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually, you know, preparing a place for that to be the norm, which is going to be pretty interesting. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're all going to love it.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, I have really enjoyed having you on the show, and thank you so much for what you're doing. And I don't even have any kids, but, you know, I still feel it's so important. And if I did have kids, I'd really be excited about this. But I'm pretty excited as it is. So again, Jimmy Allen, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you,
let's go ahead and give your contact information again.
Okay. Again, my email address is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at inspirationallearning.org, and my phone number is 928-300-7170.
Okay, great. Listeners, now you know where to go, and I hope that you've enjoyed this show, and we got to get this thing rolling, so
yeah,
listeners, please, if you can donate some time or some advice or money. Money's always good too, right,
yeah,
Jimmy?
Yeah, that's what we're working on right now.
Yeah.
Let's get money.
And if you're a fundraiser, please call and give Jimmy some ideas, and let's get this thing rolling. This is pretty important stuff. And Jimmy, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you, Valerie.
You bet. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed it, and tune in again next week. And until then, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.